Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa likod ng bawat tagumpay, may kwento ng sipag, sakripisyo at pangarap. Sama-sama nating kilalanin ang mga Filipino at Filipino-Australians na nag-iiwan ng marka sa iba't ibang industriya at komunidad sa buong Australia. Mga kwentong nagbibigay inspirasyon, mga kwentong dapat marinig. Ito ang Tampok, Spotlight on Filipinos in Australia. Kasama si Papa Dan sa SBS Filipino.
Magandang araw po sa inyo lahat. Ako po si Papa Dan at welcome na naman sa isang episode ng Tampok, a Spotlight on Filipinos in Australia. At sa ating mga kaibigan dyan, ating guest ngayong araw na ito ay isang taong pinatunayan ang pagluluto po ay higit na o higit pa sa paghahanda ng pagkain. At isa itong paraan para magbahagi ng kwento, ng kultura at pagmamahal. At sa bawat recipe po at bawat dish na kanyang ginagawa ay nai-inspire niya ang maraming mga tao para yakapin at syempre makilala ang pagkaing Pinoy at gumawa ng masasayang memories, no? Kasama ang pamilya at mga kaibigan. Nako, award-winning at syempre, nako, very active din sa social media. Talagang sinishare ang kanyang talent and passion. Let's welcome dito sa Tampok from Melbourne, Australia, si Queenie. Hi, Queenie. Welcome and welcome sa Tampok. How are you?
I'm good, po. Thank you, po, for having me here today. I'm honored.
Nako, thank you very much, no? At ang pleasure ay syempre sa amin at nakasama mo kami ngayon dito sa Tampok. Nako, simulan natin ang kwentuhan, Queenie. Let's start from the beginning, no? Kailan mo unang nadiskubre itong love mo sa pagluluto at anong nag-inspire sa'yo para gawin itong career?
Actually, growing up, hindi ko po inisip na magiging chef ako in the future. And like, you know, ngayon na nagwo-work na po ako sa kusina, I still prefer to call myself a cook. Like what I told you before, I feel like the title chef carries a lot of responsibilities. And, you know, I'm still learning every single day and I have so much more to experience. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy being known as a cook and who is passionate with learning and sharing Filipino food. And, you know, lumaki po sa San Fernando, Pampanga, and food has always been, you know, the center of the family gathering. You know, every gathering yung nagre-revolve po around the table is pagkain. And I think that's where I learned that food is not just food. Food is not just for cooking and, you know, food is not just for eating. It's actually about something, how we connect, how we celebrate, and, you know, how we show love through cooking. And then when I moved here in Australia, I started studying cookery. And at the same time, nagtatrabaho po ako sa kusina. And then that's, I think, when I truly fell in love with cooking. And I think I discovered that there's so much more in every dish. Like, you know, behind every dish may disciplina, may teamwork, creativity, and, you know, yung willingness to improve araw-araw. And I think what I learned and what I love while I'm studying and working and along the way, may mga nakilala po ako na mga tao. I had the opportunity to work with, you know, talented and known chefs here, not here in Melbourne, but the whole Australia or internationally as well. And so I'm so lucky to compete with culinary competitions along the way. And, you know, every experience has taught me something new. And, you know, I still see myself as a student in this industry, kahit graduate na po ako. And I don't think you ever stop learning in the kitchen. And I think that's the beauty of it. Maraming possibilities and it makes this profession so exciting.
Masasabi mo ba, ano, Queenie, kasi ikaw, galing ka ng Pampanga, you mentioned, no? At the culinary capital, ikaw nga, the Philippines, parang automatic yata. Lahat ba ng mga tiga Pampanga magaling magluto? Kasi parang sarap lahat ng pagkain dyan.
Yan nga po eh, yung mga kaibigan ko sa San Fernando, Pampanga, yung iba kasi hindi po talaga nagluluto. So, pag natanong sila, medyo nape-pressure sila. Kasi, pag sinabing taga-Pampanga, uy, magaling magluto yan. Pero honestly, most of the families in Pampanga po talaga is marunong magluto. They have their own recipes. They all have their own family recipes that's passed down through generations. And I don't know. We're lucky to be in that region kasi sobrang rich po ng culture namin.
Mm-hmm. And ikaw, no, the way you present yung mga niluluto mo, yung dishes, diba? Talagang sino-showcase mo yung Filipino flavors, diba? And then you're proud. Galing nga kang Pampanga. Bakit tingin mo mahalaga sa'yo na i-promote yung Filipino cuisine, lalo na dito sa wider audience na, dito ka sa Australia and internationally?
Eric, I believe kasi na Filipino cuisine has so much to offer. And I think we're only beginning to gain traction or we're only beginning to gain recognition of what Filipino food deserves. And as a Kapampangan po kasi, sobrang proud po ako na Kapampangan ako. Parang sinasabi nga nila, di ba? Kapampangan ko, pag Maragul ko. And our province has, you know, a rich culinary heritage. And many of the dishes where I came from, you know, like recipes that has been passed down through a lot of generations. And what I love most about, you know, those dishes is also showing how they've been influenced my life here in Australia. Pag example, pag nami-miss ko yung luto ng nanay ko, mag-search ako ng recipe na hindi ko alam. And then, ah, ganito pala yun. And then, madi-discover ko may ganitong may kanya-kanya palang mga techniques, ganun. And then, also living here, na-introduce sa akin yung mga amazing local ingredients dito sa Australia. Very fresh yung produce. Nung dumating ako dito, sobrang fresh, sobrang makulay. And also learning different techniques in cooking. I think most of the techniques here and the fresh produce here or ingredients here, they complement Filipino food really well and beautifully. And I hope na through my videos, I want people to learn and to know that Filipino food is diverse. We have a lot of regions. Taga saan po kayo, Papa Dan?
Ako, Manila, yung province ko, Pasig. Pasig
yeah,
lang talaga ako.
Right, sa pero, Manila or Pampanga, we have our own dishes na pagmamalaki. So, it's not just about adobo, you know?
Yes,
we have full of stories in every region. And if someone discovers cuisine because of one of the dishes that I cook, I always say it's already a win for me.
Yes. Yes. And ikaw, no, nabanggit mo, di ba, about the videos, you record yourself, you show it to the public, di ba, social media, marami ka napapasaya through your food. Pwede bang sabihin mo sa amin, ano yung pinaka-fulfilling na part, being, what you do sa pagiging cook o sa pagluluto sa kusina?
I think yung pinaka-fulfilling is how I connect people through food. Kunwari, nalagay yung pagkain sa mesa, magkukwentuhan sila, nag-enjoy sila sa pagkain, or sometimes may niluto ka na nakapag-trigger ng memory sa kanila na may naalala silang tao through this flavor or through this food, ganun. And other times, may mga other nationalities magta-try ng Filipino food for the first time. So, madi-discover nila yung flavors that they've never experienced before, like for example, sisig or balut. And, you know, I enjoy creating videos on my free times as well to share my journey. And I don't think I make videos because I think I know everything. In fact, I'm still learning myself. And I hope people see that it's okay to keep learning. It's okay to keep mistakes as well. And simply enjoy cooking. Kasi nga, sabi nga nila, pag nagluto kang masaya, kakain kang masaya.
Oh, yan, no? Parang yung emotion, di ba? Tayo pa naman, di ba? Parang nilalagay yung puso, ika, no? Sa pagluluto na ganyan. Pero hindi rin madali, no? Dahil sa kitchen, alam naman namin, di ba? Hindi na yan secret na para marami nangyayari behind the scenes. Naalala ba, meron ba mga malalaking challenge sa'yo, no? Naharap mo na dito sa iyong culinary journey. And how did you overcome them?
For example, nung dumating po ako dito, sobrang nag-adjust po talaga ako eh. Nung moving to another country, starting from scratch, from the ground up, very challenging po talaga. But along the way po kasi marami po akong nakilalang tao. My partner's with me, that came with me here in Australia in 2024. Sabay po kami pumunta dito, so I wasn't alone. Everything was new, the culture, the kitchens. also the expectations. I had to study while working na hindi common sa atin sa Philippines. Pag nag-aral ka, nag-aral ka. Pero dito, you need to work while you study. And I think joining culinary competitions was another challenge for me, but it really tested my skills. It tested how I am as a person. And those experiences helped me who I am today. And it helped me grow the most as well.
Naalala mo ba nung first time mo na inintroduce yung pagkaing Pinoy, no? Lalo na sa mga tao dito sa Australia, yung mga non-Filipinos, kumbaga, di ba? Naalala mo yung experience and ano yung food na inoffer mo noon? Do you remember? Naalala mo ba yung food na inoffer mo?
I did one competition here. It's like a mentorship program. It's called Proud to be a Chef. 2026, so this year. I was one of the 32 finalists from all over Australia and New Zealand. And the dish that I served was kapampangang bringhe. So bringhe was... Are you familiar with bringhe po ba?
No. Ano ba tong kapampangang bringhe? Sige.
So bringhe is a rice dish influenced by Spanish paella. So when Spanish left, Filipinos or Kapampangans doesn't have the right ingredients to do the paella. Oh. So what we did is we used the glutinous rice instead of the paella rice. Okay. We used turmeric instead of saffron. So they had to improvise, and that became the what we call bringhe today. And sinerve ko yun modernly with crab fat glaze, which is taba ng talangka, common din po sa Pampanga. And I served that, combined that with a dish with barmandi. Sinerve ko po sa judges, and sobrang na-curious sila kung ano yun. So one of the judges nagtanong po talaga sa akin kung ano yung bringhe and yung crab fat. So sinabi ko po sa kanya, and then yung judge na yun is one of the most respected chef dito sa Australia, and ginugal niya po yung ano, kung ano yung
dish.
Yeah, so from that moment, sobrang feeling ko ako na nanalo. Yeah, so yeah, yun po.
Talaga na pabalib mo sila, at nanalo ka nga, no? Let's talk about quickly about, you know, you winning, di ba? Itong competition. Sige, pwede mang kwentuhan mo ng konti. Paano nangyari? Anong naramdaman mo, di ba? Nung ikaw napili, can you tell us more about that?
I did several competitions po. Yung pinakauna po kasi is state regional finals po dun sa OSTAFE, and then nag-move on po ako to state finals. Naging second po ako dun, silver. Yung dish ko po is chicken roll, parang mosaic. Modern take po siya, pero ginamitan ko po ng achuete. So, pampakulay ko po yung achuete, and yung mga tao po, tinatanong kung ano yung achuete. And then, sa next po na competition, nanalo din po ako as team captain with my teammates sa Mystery Box Challenge po ng Club Chef.
Okay.
Nanalo po kami ng silver, and then yung third po na na ginawa ko is yung Proud to be a Chef, which is yung may bringhe po.
Wow, talagang dinadala mo sa mga competition, ano? Parang nagiging secret mo dito ay yung ano, no? Ang mga Filipino din, ano, ng mga sangkap.
At least if not the whole dish, I try to bring at least one or two ingredients po sa dish.
Ayan. Ako, Queenie, ito naman para sa mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon, no? Mga aspiring na Filipino chefs, ikangan, or content creator, di ba? Kasi dito, no, very open na tayo. Nagdi-dream talaga sila to share our food sa buong mundo, di ba? Hindi lang sa Australia. Anong gusto mong sabihin sa kanila?
Huwag kang maghintay if you feel it's... Don't wait until it feels perfect. Start kung nasaan ka with what you have. For content creators, I promise you, your first video won't be perfect. Your first recipe won't be perfect. But every time you create something, mag-improve ka eh. As what they say, practice makes perfect. And don't underestimate your own story. The recipes you feel like, you feel like ordinary. The recipes or the food you grew up eating feels ordinary to you. Pero sa ibang tao, it's something new. It's something completely new to for them to discover. Mm-hmm. Most importantly, share your culture with pride. Be curious, always stay humble, and you know, never stop learning. Kasi I think that's one of the that's one of the best things in cooking. There's always something new to discover.
Pakaganda, no? Thank you very much. And finally, Queenie, what's next for you? Diba? At are there any exciting projects or competitions na sasalihan mo in the future or soon?
To be honest, right now I'm trying to slow down. Mm-hmm. In the past year po kasi sobrang bilis po kasi ng lahat ng nangyari. Mm-hmm. So it's the busiest season of my life. So I was, you know, I was studying, I was competing, I was training, I was working in kitchen and then attending events and then creating contents as well. Mm-hmm. I feel like I never had the chance to slow down and appreciate everything. I want to keep doing my best at my current job at the moment. I want to keep continue doing videos as well when I have time, mm-hmm. and of course the inspiration. Mm-hmm. And most especially spend more quality time with my partner and myself.
Mm-hmm. Medyo slow down.
Opo. I think it's important to enjoy life outside the kitchen. Medyo maglalaylo po muna.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I realized not in every season you don't have to be chasing your next achievement. Mm. And it's okay to slow down. Yun lang po.
I agree, no? 100%. No, thank you very much. Napakaganda naman yung sinabi mo, Queenie. Teka, bago tayo matapos dito, may konti tayong game. No? Kumbaga ay ang pagkain mo, pili mo, kumbaga, di ba? Meron tayong choices dito. Mabilis lang tayo. Bibigyan ka ng choices dito. Sasabihin mo sa akin kung anong napili mo sa dalawa. Okay? This is Australia versus Philippines food edition. Okay? Quick fire lang tayo dito. Okay, first one, flat white or kaping barako?
Flat white.
Oh, okay.
Masyadong matumpo sa akin yung barako.
Next one, meat pie or empanada?
Ay, empanada.
Mm, okay.
Ilocos.
Mm-hmm, okay. Ito, Vegemite or bagoong?
Bagoong.
Okay. Alright, okay. Ito. Ito na. Tim Tams or polvoron?
Tim Tams?
Okay. Bakit naman yun?
Minsan, I love polvoron, pero minsan kasi nauubo po ako. Or minsan, napuno na yung bibig mo, hindi ka na makahinga.
Ito, last one for our game, no? Fish and chips or fish balls?
Fish ball.
Oh, okay. Ayan. I agree. Nakakamiss din ako. Yun nga, nakakamiss dito sa Australia, fish balls na talagang yung pati yung sausawa ni Manong, di ba?
Yung steak nga po, ipagpapalit ko sa tuyo eh. Or dying. Oh,
wow! Okay. Yun na yung sana yung next question ko, pero ayun, okay. Sige. Pero, ako, thank you very much. Siya ka ba namin makikita yung mga gusto mag-follow sa'yo, your journey sa social media? Sige.
You can find me on Instagram at you can find me on Instagram. I made a new Instagram page, which is Queen Makes Food.
Yeah.
And you can follow me here in Melbourne. I work in Bridge Road Brewers. And okay. Yeah, you'll see me here in Melbourne.
Ayan, oh, pag nakasalubong niyo po si Queenie, pwede na mo mag-hello, di ba?
Well, you'll see me when you see me. Lagi lang po akong naglalabas sa Melbourne.
Ayun. Maraming salamat sa iyo, Queenie. At thank you very much for sharing, no, yung story mo at syempre ang iyong journey at ang aming wish sa'yo ay syempre tuloy-tuloy pa ang iyong pagpanalo at pag-share, no, ng mga pagkain, lalo na pagkain Pilipino. Thank you very much and we hope to see you soon and thank you again for your time today. Maraming salamat, Queenie.
Thank you, bro.
Ayan. Thank you very much. Ayan po, syempre ang ating bisita ngayong araw at ang ating guest dito sa Tampok, a spotlight on Filipinos in Australia. Muli po, maraming salamat. Hanggang sa susunod, ako po si Papa Dan para sa SBS Filipino.
Sa likod ng bawat tagumpay, may kwento ng sipag, sakripisyo at pangarap. Sama-sama nating kilalanin ang mga Filipino at Filipino-Australians na nag-iiwan ng marka sa iba't ibang industriya at komunidad sa buong Australia. mga kwentong nagbibigay inspirasyon, mga kwentong dapat marinig. Ito ang Tampok, Spotlight on Filipinos in Australia, kasama si Papa Dan sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.